The Military Advisory Board is a board of 13 retired 3- and 4-star admirals and generals from the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marine Corps. And we study pressing issues of the day to assess their impact on America's national security. And I'm here to talk about our latest report, which is titled Advanced Energy and U.S. National Security. And I think that from our studies, it's clear that the world is moving towards advanced energy systems and that Indiana, in fact, has a large role to play in that that transition.
And when you say something like advanced energy systems, for a layman or someone like me who isn't really familiar with the military or these different kinds of systems, what exactly does that mean, or what does that look like?
Yeah, okay, that's a good question. We define advanced energy as the suite of technologies and systems that lead to a more accessible, clean, and safe energy supply, including sources from nuclear, hydro, to renewable wind, solar, geothermal, and any alternative power or systems that make energy more efficient. We think it's important, and the world's moving there in terms of diversified supply of energy for transportation or power generation, a number of things. And we think the world's going to move there, whether the U.S. Is an active participant or not, and clearly we should be, and in fact we should lead that effort and tailor it towards our best interests as a country.
And General Eichmann, you had been touring things like battery innovation centers around Indiana and also the Midwest. Can you tell us a little bit about what you saw on your tour and why this would be of importance to the military?
Clearly, a lot of the alternative energy systems or renewable energy in particular, wind, solar, are not don't produce power constantly or consistently. I mean, the wind has to blow for wind energy, the sun has to shine for solar energy. So battery storage or energy storage technologies are important. The world is moving away from dependence on petroleum-based fuels to some degree. We'll always have a lot of usage of that, but there's more electric vehicles. Batteries are key. How far can we go on a charge, and how rapidly can we recharge that battery? All of the electronics that the world is familiar with, and the world is moving quickly. I mean, you don't have to think long to realize that the first smartphone appeared about 11 years ago, and where have we gone now? How hard is it to find someone with that one in their hand? So I think it's something that's happening and we need to be a part of.
And is the military simply looking at this in terms of improving vehicle efficiency, or is this kind of develop into a broad range of applications, at least when it comes to potential development for the military?
Yeah, I think it may have started with vehicles, certainly with fuel convoys, resupplying forward operating bases in Iraq or Afghanistan. We're part of it, but it's much, much broader than that. Installation energy security for our military bases here at home and abroad is key, and we need to have better ways to do that, more secure sources of power and fuel. I chaired a study for the National Academy of Sciences on military installation security, and we found that a large percentage of our bases have a single power feed from the national grid. They get powered by the grid. Should the grid fail, the base loses power. Now, we do have backup power on military bases, but is it enough to sustain us for long enough? And we're trying to address all those issues. So, and more of the overseas operations are being run from bases here back in the States. So I think it's important, not just for our forward operations, but at home as well, and installations as well as equipment, vehicles for the Army or the Marine Corps, or ships for the Navy, and aircraft certainly for everyone.
General Eichmann, was there anything on your tour that really surprised you, either here in Indiana or elsewhere along your tour, looking at different kinds of innovations?
You know, I am very familiar with CRANE, the Warfare Center, and because I dealt with them when I was in the Air Force, I had the opportunity to speak here a couple of times in the past. So I know the wonderful work that they do. Unfortunately, not a lot of people are familiar with the wonderful things done at CRANE, but The battery center is better. The battery innovation center here is better because of its relationship with Crane. And I think the thing that surprised me the most is how much they've advanced in a short period of time. They're doing some wonderful new technologies, including even some spray-on battery technologies to advancing battery power, strength, and durability. I was very impressed. I know there's over 32,000 people in the state of Indiana who are working on advanced energy and vehicle technologies, from hybrid to electric vehicles to stronger sheet steel for cars and trucks. And that's second only, by the way, to Michigan. So the transportation sector is important, but it's not the only one. And I think that the U.S. is poised to take a lead in advanced energy in the world, and Indiana will play a big part in that.
General Eichmann, is there anything else that you think our listeners should know, either about your tour or about innovations that either CNA or the military is looking into?
No, I think that we've covered a big part of it. One of the things that's happened is the U.S. has reduced its import of foreign fuels dramatically over the last several years. A big player in that was energy fuel standards that were placed on the auto industry as a result of the 70s Arab oil embargo. I know there's some discussion today about loosening those standards for the future. The military advisory board that I sit on doesn't support that. We think it's important to keep those standards in place because it's reducing our dependence on foreign sources of fuel, and we need to be more independent as a nation. So I think that's our opinion. There's pros and cons on all sides of that issue, and it ought to be looked at, but we don't think that that should be done at this point in time. We think we should put our focus on how do we support further development of advanced energy, and I think that we need certainty in the future so that investors are willing to invest in that type of technology.
Retired Lieutenant General Kenneth Eichmann of the U.S. Air Force. General, thank you so much for speaking with us. I appreciate you taking the time.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.